Hey mama, hey!
I'm Ashley, your laid-back, sneaker-wearing, top-knot loving mama of three.
And I'm Jules, your excitable, high-heel-wearing, life-hack-loving, all-boy mama. And we are your host of Mom Life Unfiltered.
Make sure to hit the subscribe button and follow us on social media so we can share this beautifully chaotic mom life journey with you. Hey, mama.
Hey.
We are back. And if you have caught up on all of our episodes, you heard that I just shared a little bit about my story of how I became a mom.
Yep.
And some of the things that we walk through. Mm-hmm. And now today it's Julie's turn.
Yay.
So we've talked about some like general things about like becoming a mom on both of our sides, but I want to hear all of the nitty-gritty stuff.
Yeah.
So
well, I'll tell you, we were married for about 3-ish years, and we decided to start trying. And we had been on birth control since we got married, so I was like, oh, this is going to be so easy. I'll just hop off of birth control, and we'll get pregnant the next month. Well, that's kind of what happened, honestly. Got off birth control and had one cycle and was able to conceive. And I was like, oh, my gosh, because I didn't expect it to happen that quickly. And so we had decided previously that we wanted two kids. Like, that was... We both have one sibling, so we were like, you know, man-on-man combat. Like, that is probably what we should do. And so we kind of had that in mind, and lo and behold, we just conceived. And we were shocked, excited, tried not to get too excited, you know, until everything, like, went through, you know, ultrasound, all that stuff. And it was a really smooth pregnancy. Like, totally smooth. I loved being pregnant. I really didn't get sick. Nice. It was nice. My only, and I was praying for that because I hate throwing up more than anything. Like, honestly, I'd rather have diarrhea for a week than to throw up. Like, I cannot stand that feeling.
Yeah, agree.
So it's just that nauseous. Ooh. So my only side effect was exhaustion. So I was so tired that first trimester. And I remember at that time I worked at a bank, and I would literally on my lunch break go in an office, because I worked out in the front area of an investment firm. I would go in one of the broker's offices and crawl under the...
Oh, my gosh.
Literally, crawl under their desk and take a nap on my lunch break.
Oh, man.
I was like, I don't care to eat. I just could not keep my eyes open. Like, it was so hard. And I'm like, I'm growing a baby. I'm growing a baby. It's worth it. It's worth it. And toothpicks, you know, holding my eyeballs open. But other than that, it was so smooth. And I loved feeling him kick. And we found out the gender, of course. I'm such a planner.
Like, yeah,
I
couldn't, same.
Could not do that. Like, bravo to you peeps out there who, like, hold out. I cannot. I can, yeah. I'm sure it's really exciting, but not for me. So, we go and get towards the end, and I just kept praying, please don't be born at Christmas, because he was due the very beginning of January. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this poor child is going to have a Christmas birthday. Yeah. Like, he's going to get gypped every year. Well, he ended up being a week late. Yeah. And so, thank God they induced me, because I was a swollen, hot mess. And waddling everywhere. I was miserable, you know, at the very end. Like, just so miserable. And so they decide to induce me. And we start that process. And I get my epidural as things start getting intense.
Yeah.
And I just assume I'm going to have, like, you know, a delivery, like, like normal. And I wasn't progressing. Like, I wasn't dilating. And things weren't happening. And so they decided to go ahead and break my water. And, you know, thinking that would move things along, get everything going. Well, it wasn't getting going, and the heart rate started to rise. And so they decided, it was, like, very fast. And I think they must have been having conversations, like, out in the hall.
Yeah.
And then they came in and it seemed very calm.
Yeah.
But it was very, it happened very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, it was like, yeah, we're taking you back to the operating room. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I was just not prepared for that
right.
mentally. That was not in my birth plan. You know, like I was like, not gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to have to deal with a C-section, didn't want to have to deal with the recovery, like just the scariness of
yeah.
going under the, you know, on the operating
yeah.
table and all of that. But I just wasn't opening up the way they wanted to and wanted me to. And so it was real quick. Had to say goodbye to my parents, and like I looked Justin in the eye. I said, if it comes to me or the baby, like me,
oh my
me
gosh,
planning,
truly.
I'm telling you, me the planner, if it comes to me or the baby, keep the baby, let me go, just keep the baby. And he's like, I'm not talking about this. And I'm like, it could happen. And so they, you know, they wheel us back and they get me on the OR. Well, when you move from like the regular bed to the OR, they kind of like roll you.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, take the sheet and they kind of like roll
yep.
you up, and then they roll you down onto the operating table. Well, they start going really quick, you know, start, you know, cutting me open, all this stuff. And I start to feel a lot.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm feeling some stuff. And she's like, okay. The nurse next to my head's like, okay, let me pump, you know, the
yeah.
little button for your epidural or whatever. And she's like, I'll just pump it a few times. I'm like, okay. And she's like, it's just pressure. And I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. You know, it's just, there's a lot of pressure down there, you know. And I'm like, I'm in a lot of pain. Like, it just started progressively getting so much more intense. And she's like, oh, honey, you're fine. I'm like, no, I'm really feeling this. Like, it's getting pretty intense. And then they pull the baby out. And so, like, this, like, euphoria, you know,
yeah.
comes over you. And I'm not feeling anything while they're, like, stitching me up and stuff like that. And I've got the baby, and he's healthy, and he's adorable, and normal. You know, like, everything's good. I'm so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wheel you from the OR to recovery. That's when it started getting crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So when you have a C-section, they have to press on your belly
yeah.
a lot. As they started doing that, I could feel this. I could feel everything.
Mm.
She's pushing on, like, I mean, I've just had major surgery.
Yeah.
And they're pushing.
Yeah.
Because they have to, your body has to contract a little bit or something like
that. Yeah.
I don't know all the
yes,
details.
I'm
that's
not
correct.
A nurse.
Okay. So, you know, they start pushing and, you know, totally, totally tender. But typically you don't feel it because your epidural
mm-hmm.
is in. So I start screaming, literally screaming, wailing as they're pushing on me. And she's like, what is going on? And so finally she decides to look at my back where my epidural was, and the sheet that I'm laying on is soaking wet.
Mm.
The epidural had come out.
Oh my gosh, Julie.
Totally come out, felt everything.
Mm.
And I'm like, put it back in. She's like, oh, we can't. Once it's come out, we can't put it back in. I'm like, put it in. And she's like, we cannot. I'm like, give me something.
Oh,
and
my
so
gosh.
They start pumping me full
yeah,
of
like your IV
pain meds and,
mm-hmm.
and like, and I'm kind of like out of it, but still in it. So all of this is going on. It's very, very stressful. Justin doesn't know what to do. He's holding this newborn, and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, crying in pain, because they just keep pushing. Like, honey, we have to keep pushing. That's what they say, you know. They're trying to get my body to do what it needs to do. In the meantime, my family has no idea what's going on. He tries to use his cell phone, but there's no reception in that area.
Oh, my gosh.
And all of their phone numbers are long distance. So he couldn't go out to the
mm-hmm.
the hospital, like, you
yeah.
know, nurse stand and say, hey, can I use the phone? Because it was long distance, and they wouldn't let him. And so they don't know what's going. I mean, it's been, you know, gosh, how long does it,
like,
normal C-section
like
take?
Well, not long for the C-section, but the recovery is normally like a two-hour
right.
window before they'll let you go back
right.
to your room.
But normally you can just, after the operation,
uh-huh.
call your family.
Right.
Everything's great. The baby's here. He's healthy. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
On.
They're probably
so,
scared.
So they're scared, you know. Then the nurse comes in, tries to get me to nurse the baby. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I am so out of it, but strangely aware. Like, the medicine
yeah.
made me close my eyes. It was like my eyes were heavy, but I was completely aware of what
mm-hmm.
was going on. And she's trying to put the baby on me to nurse. Justin doesn't know what to do. Like, they're still pushing. I'm screaming. It was absolutely horrible. Like, I used to say, like, you know, like when you go to the ER, like if you have an emergency and they're like, on a pain of 1 to 10, how is your pain? It was a 10, 10, 10. Like,
oh,
I have,
my gosh.
Now I have a spectrum to gauge. So, like, everything else is like 1.
Hopefully you never get 2, anything.
That was the most intense pain I've ever had. And I try not to tell people this story because I don't want to scare people. And I know it's so rare, you know, to happen.
Yes,
like, for that to happen.
Rare.
Like, for you to feel your C-section and feel them stapling you and, like, all of that. And come to find out, like, my doctor came the next day, you know, to check on me and everything. And I told him what happened. He was like, why didn't they call me? I'm like, I don't know.
Because
after he was done, he left. You know,
right.
He doesn't go to recovery.
Right.
And he was like, they should have called me. And I'm like, just wanted the epidural back in. But recovery was fine after that. Like, once I got to the room, like, everything was fine. Baby's fine. You know, everything's hunky-dory. But that was, like, so traumatic. It was traumatic.
Mm.
And I wasn't even prepared for surgery. Like, I wasn't in the mindset of that. And then, you know, like, just, I couldn't stand up. Like, when you have a C-section, like, you can't stand
That's
up.
Hard.
Like,
mm-hmm.
all those muscles are impacted, right? And so, you like, my husband had to help me shower for the next few days. Like, it's very humbling.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure.
It's very...
The mesh panties and the, like...
all the stuff. And I'll tell you, ladies, if you have a C-section, you got to ask for the wrap thing.
Yeah, the abdominal binder.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah.
She knows all the technical.
Yeah.
It's like this massive girdle Velcro thing. And it,
life-saving.
Like, it is life-saving.
Yeah.
It, like, supports you so you can stand up better.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps those muscles, like, go back together a little bit, I feel like. I wore that for, like, a month straight after I had the baby. Anyways, so that was Judah. And he was a great baby. Great baby. I only nursed, like, 8 weeks with him. Had some postpartum stuff, which we can talk about another time. and then we decided we wanted the kids to be about 4 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
So we started trying again, you know, once that time came around. And I thought, oh, it's going to be so easy, just like last time. I'll get off the pill, and the next month I'll be pregnant. It would just be so easy. No, not what happened at all. And I thought, this is so, like, what is going on? What is wrong with my body? Did this C-section mess me up? Like,
oh my gosh,
you know, like, I didn't know what was going on. So after, I guess about 6 to 8 months of trying, went to my OBGYN and started the process of the pills.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what
Clomid.
They were. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The Clomid, and had some crazy side effects.
I know. It's brutal.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Not really.
Yeah. Like, hot flash.
Yeah.
Craziness.
I had crazy,
like,
dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I'm like, it's worth it. It's going to be worth it. And nothing was happening.
Yeah.
So we did 6 months of that. So that brought us to about a little over a year of trying.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, and he suggested I go see an infertility specialist. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening.
Right.
It was so
After
easy
last time.
The first time.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? And so we start that process, start looking at everything. It had nothing to do with Justin. It was all me. And the guilt has set in. I'm like, what's wrong? I'm broken. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am so broken. What is wrong with me? And come to find out, I wasn't ovulating at all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know how that happens. Like, how do you go from...
Right.
So, you know, they did the dye test. We tried several different things. Nothing was working. And so we decided to do the injections.
Mm-hmm.
And there were ones that I had to do, or actually I made Justin do them.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to go to the hospital like you did for,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, injections and things like that, but it was something in my abdomen that I had to do, and that didn't work either.
Mm.
And I finally got to the point to where they were offering IVF,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, this is the next step since we've tried everything.
Yeah.
And I just was like, no, I can't. I just can't do it.
It's
like,
exhausting.
I was exhausted. Not to mention how expensive it is.
Right.
And but that wasn't the main reason. I just couldn't do it. I wasn't at a place I didn't feel like I could do it. And yeah. So we stopped. We stopped everything. And we just kept doing life. And mm-hmm. it was so hard every month.
I know.
I still kept my pregnancy tests yeah. and would pray that my cycle wouldn't come. And every month it would come. Yeah. Occasionally. Actually, I was very irregular at that time, which is probably why I had the issue. But we ended up moving to a different city. And, you know, so that was something new and exciting. Mm-hmm. And
like a little distraction yeah, for a moment.
It was. And Judah was doing great, you know. And so it was about 2 years had passed. And I remember really just praying about it and just being like, you know what, whenever, yeah. whatever. I so desire another child, but maybe it's going to come in a different way.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to adopt her. Right. Maybe, you know, I don't know. And that next month I got pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, the whole time I had always, you know, I had surrendered over and over and over, but something was different this time. And I don't know if the anxiety let go. I don't know what it was, but something happened and we got pregnant. And I remember I had one pregnancy test left in my little drawer, you know, in the bathroom. And I thought, this thing probably is like expired or something. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'm just gonna do it. And I did it. And I didn't do any kind of creative way of telling. I was just so excited.
Yeah.
Justin was still asleep. And I remember just going there and just shaking him and being like, I'm pregnant. Aww. And he was like, what? And he's like such a hard sleeper. He's like, and I'm like, I'm pregnant. He's like, no, you're not. Just go back to sleep. And I'm like, I'm awake.
You thought you were like,
there's
Jimmy.
Two lines, oh you my know? Gosh. And he was like, okay, but let's not get too excited. You know, the mm-hmm. realist. And,
yeah.
and I'm like, oh, no, it's happening, you know? And it finally happened.
Wow.
And it was another really smooth pregnancy. Again, the exhaustion set in mm-hmm. and no other sickness. Decided to go ahead and have, and we named him Asher, which means happiness. Happy Aww. Am I, which
Sweet
we were
Asher.
So happy to be pregnant. And again, we didn't care about the mm-hmm. the sex. We yeah. were just like, thank you, God,
yeah.
for a healthy baby and a healthy pregnancy. And this time we decided to just go ahead and schedule a C-section. They told mm-hmm. me I could do a VBAC, but I'm
right.
like,
After
what I went through. And like I said, I'm such a planner, so I got to like pick his birth date.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any family, so it was nice to be able to say, hey, I'm having him on this day. Everybody come in.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's going to be at this day on this time. And
we're going to double check
and we're gonna
the epidural.
So this time, and in my head, I'm like, it couldn't be any worse than it was the first time. Mm. There's no way. Like, there's just no possible way that it could be worse. And this time they did a spinal tap. So there wasn't the whole, like, rolling.
Right.
I'm on the OR table. They do yeah. a spinal tap. Everything's golden. Like, nothing's taped to my back.
Yeah.
They just literally.
And that one is up higher than up.
Yeah.
So you were, like, really feeling.
Yes. I was totally not feeling a thing. And everything was really smooth. And so I'm so thankful for that. But yeah. So that's our story. Nothing crazy, but that journey, that 2-year journey
yeah.
was really hard, especially with all the questions.
Yeah.
When are you having another
right.
one? Judah's so precious. He needs a sibling.
Yeah.
And it's all well-meaning.
Right.
But I tell you, I learned to never ask that again.
Yeah.
Because it is so painful when you're trying
mm-hmm.
and you're trying and you're trying and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. You're not even ovulating. You know, like there's nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I learned a lot
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and I thought, oh my gosh, these kids, they're going to be like 6 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going to be really difficult. How do I start over? You know, like Judah was like brushing his teeth and like dressing himself. And I'm like, I had to start over with the diapers
yeah.
and the, you know, all that stuff. But I'll tell you, it really was a blessing because I really got to enjoy Asher
mm-hmm.
as a baby
yeah.
because Judah was pretty self-sufficient, you know,
yeah.
and he was in kindergarten, you know, like
yeah.
he was at school. And so I had a lot of time with Asher to bond with him. I was way more relaxed second go around. Like, way more chill. And, you know, it was really cool because I could, like, say, Judah, go get me a diaper. Hey, Judah, can you give me that passy over there for your brother? And he was really helpful. He didn't want anything to do with him at first, but he warmed up to him. Yeah. But I'm just so thankful. I'm thankful for my boys. I am thankful for the journey, even though it was very hard.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I learned a lot about not being in control.
Mm-hmm.
During that season, because I like to be in control.
Yeah.
And I had no control over what was happening to my body, or not happening, as it may, to my body.
And I think that's, like, part of the difficult part. Like, for me, I remember feeling relief once I knew, like, what was going on, because then I knew what we could do to help. But, like, for you, you're like, what the heck's happening? Yeah. Like, one time everything's so great, easy. And then the next time, and there's, like, no... you know, full explanation. And
it's so unpredictable. That in-between
part is very difficult. Mm-hmm. And I wish there were, like, answers to help people through that, but it's just a lot. And I'll tell you, too,
modern medicine is so incredibly amazing and very cool. But I'll tell you, I had just had Asher, and the clinic that I went to for infertility called me, and they were like, hi, Ms. Johnson, just wanted to let you know that you've been selected for a free IVF if you're still interested. Your situation is exactly what we're looking for mm-hmm. someone, and we'd like to gift this to you. I started crying, and I'm like, I want you to know that I'm holding my brand new baby and that I thankfully, by the grace of God, was able to conceive naturally. And I just hope. And she was like, she sounded like she was crying. I don't know if she was.
Yeah,
she was
sure.
Like, oh, Miss Johnson, I'm so happy for you. We'll call the next person on the list.
I know, but I was
I'm
just so thinking glad. That.
Yeah, I'm like, well, please. Yeah, like, I give this to someone else. And I just couldn't believe that that was happening, but it really put things in perspective for me.
Like, you walked through that, and mm-hmm. that happened to you, so someone else could also get that blessing as part of it. So that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but had things not happened, I probably would have been like, yes. Anyways, that's my story. Aww. And very different from yours, but still had those struggles in there as well. But again, like I said, I'm thankful for the journey.
It's a momhood is quite the journey.
Thankful, like, for the momhood.
Becoming a mom mm-hmm. and in the middle of it, and it's all just a journey, day by day and moment by moment.
I always say it's the hardest thing I ever loved.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it, but it's so hard.
Yeah.
And each stage has its own challenges mm-hmm. and
so true.
And journey, and but it's all worth it. It's worth it. And you never stop being a mom. I don't care how old your kids are, right? Like, you never stop.
I still need my mama, so.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, well, thank you so much for telling your story. And I know many out there have a very similar one. And I think this is great to kind of share our little battles that we went through, because we just never know who's listening. And we hope that this encourages people that sometimes we think we have it all figured out, and sometimes we don't. And at the end of the day, it's just part of who we are. Mm. And, you know, those things that we walk through make us stronger in the end, and can help, you know, more moms to be behind us. And
absolutely.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah. So. And I just want to encourage everybody to tell your story.
Yeah.
Like,
I know. I learned that.
Yeah.
That was
tell your story.
Yeah, absolutely. That because you just never know.
There's healing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps others around you, and it validates what you went through as well. Like, I think it's just important to say it and to share it, and it'll touch someone else's life along the way. So,
Agreed. All right, mamas. Well, again, we'll be sharing this on our social media platforms, and we'd love to hear a little bit about how some of your little ones came to be. And you can private message us, or you can, you know, comment on one of our posts, but we'd love to celebrate your journey as well. So thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.